Blossoming by The Hoyden, read by Dees Chan. Hikaru is pretty sure that Toya likes him, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want some validation now and again. They've been dancing around it for about half a year now, but they've yet to acknowledge any change in their relationship, or to consummate it. And far worse than actually coming to terms with his feelings for Toya is the fact that everyone knows already. Hikaru was pretty sure Ogata-sensei has a big, fat mouth. So he's more than a little pleased when Toya definitely invites him to a cherry blossom viewing with his family. It's a really profoundly nice moment when Toya asks, and Hikaru thinks he'll remember just how Toya looks now, tugging his hair behind his ear with one nervous hand, looking slightly to the side. Toya's shirt matches the falling cherry blossoms, and even that is somehow charming to Hikaru, and probably a sure sign that he is, in fact, in love. He's dressed fairly nicely himself, because he finds himself wanting to make a good impression on Toya's parents. This is actually kind of stupid, because he's seen them about a billion times when he goes over to Toya's house to play Go, but this feels like an occasion. His mother fussed over him before he left, and gave him a container of sakura mochi to bring along. It's early afternoon when he gets to the park, and they're in luck today. It's sunny and warm, perfect day to be outdoors. Hikaru feels like the long wait of winter is gone, especially when he sees Toya waving at him from across the park. As expected of Toya's neighborhood, it boasts quite a nice park, with lines of cherry trees along the banks of a small stream. Toya and his parents have already set up a blanket under two trees, and Hikaru is about to wave back to Toya when a voice calls out, "Shindo-kun!" He turns around, and it's Ogata-sensei and Ashiwara. They must have walked from Toya's house, because Ogata's flashy car is nowhere in sight. Ashiwara is carrying a basket, and Ogata is carrying sake. Hikaru thinks they make a pretty good-looking pair, all in all. "Hanami with the in-laws?" Ogata says. "Ogata-san," Ashiwara says in a gentle recommend. But he's smiling, so Hikaru can only conclude that he's part of the vast group of people who seem to make merry over his rivals-turned-something-else relationship with Toya. Hikaru decides protesting will only make him a bigger target, and besides, it's not like it's not true. "Hi," he says instead. "What did you bring, Ashiwara-san?" Ashiwara beams. "Well, it's not much, but hopefully there'll be something for everyone." Hikaru grins at that, because Ashiwara makes a really good inarizashi, and he's hoping for dongos. They cross the park to where Toya and his parents are waiting, and there's the usual greetings before everyone gets seated and the first round of food and drink begins. Hikaru is sitting near Toya, and even though they're much more circumspect than Ogata and Ashiwara, who bicker and play games, while Ashiwara pours sake for Ogata like a dutiful wife, Hikaru still catches Toya's mom looking at them in a way that he finds entirely disturbing. If he were a girl, he's pretty sure Toya's mom would be delicately inquiring as to his ideas about wedding dresses. If the warm look from Toya's dad is any indication, his gender isn't really a problem. In the Toya family, ability to play Go apparently trumps things like nice childbearing hips. Hikaru is finding this all pretty freaky because he's fairly certain that people are supposed to be upset when two young men decide they like each other's company to the exclusion of the opposite sex. "Quit worrying," Toya says from his side, quietly exasperated. "I'm not worrying," Hikaru says automatically. Toya tops off his sake. "Good. This is good, isn't it, Shindo?" Hikaru is obviously not the only one who needs periodic reassurance, so he looks at Toya and says, "Yeah, really good. I'm glad you invited me." And there's some part of him that's really stupidly happy that he can make Toya blush like that. People yammer on and on about what a ruthless and cold opponent Toya is, but they don't know anything. Hikaru can get emotion out of Toya. The party is actually really fun. Toya's mom is sweet, and Toya's dad has a sense of humor. Hikaru's not entirely sure he's gotten over the shock of that. Toya's dad likes to tease Ogata, though, which is an activity that apparently everyone can get behind. Ogata takes it all good-natured grace. That probably has a lot to do with the amount of sake he's had, as well as the vast quantity of good food that Toya's mom and Ashibara bought. Everyone's pretty tipsy, if not downright toasted, by the time evening rolls around. Toya's parents have gone to get more food from the street vendors, who are peddling yakitori and udon and other hanami treats. Ogata is drunk and sprawled out on the ground next to Ashiwara, who's giddy and flushed and sitting upright only by the virtue of the tree trunk behind him. "So, when are you two going to get a place of your own?" Ashiwara asks. It really isn't out of nowhere, since they've all been hinting questions all afternoon of Hikaru and Toya's relationship. "When did you?" Toya answers. Which Hikaru thinks is pretty clever of him. Of course, Hikaru is a little too drunk to be clever at this point, so he'll leave it to Toya. Ashiwara freezes up at this, and then smiles, big, and so obviously false, because it's nothing like Ashiwara's usual sunny smiles. "Oh, you misunderstand. I don't live with Ogata-san." "Should," Ogata says, voice slurred. "Always over my place anyway. I think the fish recognize you." "That's just silly," Ashiwara says, but he looks more genuinely happy than he did a minute ago. Toya's parents return, and then there's more food and more sake as the sun goes down, and the cherry blossom seems to glow under the night sky. At some point, Hikaru decides it's a good idea to lay his head down in Toya's lap. His eyes drift closed when Toya starts stroking his hair with one hand. It feels good, and he nuzzles Toya's lap to convey his appreciation. He must have fallen asleep, because the next thing he knows, he can hear Toya's mom talking quietly. "We'll find you a good place in a nice neighborhood," she says. "Awamura-san has a small house near the salon that he's looking to let out," Toya's dad says. "Perhaps you two could come by and look at it this week." "I'll ask," Toya says. His fingers are still lazily stroking Hikaru's hair. Quietly, he says, "I know you're awake." Hikaru opens his eyes, and he's glad he did, because Toya looks incredible. He raises himself up on his elbows and does a quick check of their surrounding. Ogata and Ashiwara are dozing, and Toya's parents are facing the river, talking quietly. "Hey, Toya," he says. Their eyes meet, and a few seconds later, so do their lips. And once they start, Hikaru can't figure out why it's taken them so long to do this. Toya is cradling the back of Hikaru's head in his hands and seriously getting into it when they hear a discreet cough. They separate almost immediately, undoubtedly looking like the guilty young pair of lovers they are. "There are better places for that," Toya's dad says. And it's not a rubber man, but Hikaru is still pretty sure that he might die of embarrassment. Toya, meanwhile, is looking at Hikaru like he's thinking of where those other places might be and how fast they can get there. He has a petal stuck to his hair, and Hikaru takes the opportunity to remove it and strokes his fingers through Toya's soft, soft hair while he's at it. "We're going back to the house," Toya says, his eyes not leaving Hikaru's. "We'll be back in a bit," Toya's mom says. "Have fun," Ogata adds, his tone leaving little doubt he knows exactly what they're off to do. Toya grabs him by the hand, and they set off through the park, laughing and almost stumbling in their haste, the sound of Haname parties along the stream fading behind them.